Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful, clean, and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are Scrubbing In.
That's right. Holiday edition.
We just redid the intro three times for y'all.
Yeah, so it's going to be a good one.
Today, we are all about the holidays.
Yes.
Celebrating them. What are we doing?
What
are
we
staying here?
Yeah.
Do you have your own traditions that you've started now that you have officially moved in?
Yeah.
Like together?
Well, you know what's interesting? And I mean, you could speak to this too. Every holiday season, my family always splits. So my sister's been married for a long time. So her family would do like Thanksgiving with his side of the family, mm-hmm. and then they would do Christmas with ours. And mm-hmm. then the next year would flip. So mm-hmm. they would do Thanksgiving with us and Christmas with them. So it's kind of like the what we do. So every other year, I'm with my family. And then every other year, it's me, Robbie, and the kids. So we don't really have any like traditions, but we celebrate Hanukkah and Christmas. So we celebrate all eight nights of Hanukkah. And then we do like Christmas. And I think what my tradition for Christmas is going to be is every year I want to get them a new blanket like with Sunny's face on it. Because I did that like our first Christmas together mm-hmm. and they like love them and they use them. And so I did it again for this year. So I think that's going to be like our tradition.
Cute. I love that.
Yeah.
So are y'all, what are you doing for Christmas this year?
We're going to be in San Diego with my family.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So that's like what we're officially doing on Christmas Day. But we did, you know what we did for the first time ever this year?
What?
Holiday cards. That's right.
Easton did say, like, you've got to do it.
Got to do it.
It was actually this podcast that made me realize it because yeah, I got a lot of scrubbers message me saying, if anything, it's just a way to see how your family grows every year. And I was like, oh, that's a cute mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm.
So what is the photo?
So it's actually funny because they're going to, whoever, the people that get my Christmas cards are probably going to get them on Christmas because I did it also last minute and trying to like gather addresses from Robbie and like, it's a little more complicated than you know, I didn't just like sit down and do it. But anyways, we did photos from our actual engagement. So I chose like a picture of me and Robbie, you know, like with the ring mm-hmm. and then a picture of the four of us and then just one picture of Sunny.
Wow.
From the day of. Yeah.
Wow.
Super cute.
So that's a holiday tradition that will continue.
Yeah. So expect that in your mailbox probably.
And I have a good feeling that next year's holiday card will be from the wedding.
Yeah, probably. Most likely. Yes.
Because those are always the first, you know, you got the engagement photos.
Right.
And then, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you taken your engagement photos?
No, we can't talk about it. It's going to stress
me
out.
We should.
Those are coming in January, but I'm really chill.
Wait, your engagement photos?
Yeah, I'm going to take engagement photos in January.
I thought it was happening like, I thought it was.
It was supposed to happen. The venue kind of screwed me.
Oh.
So, yeah.
But you got the venue you wanted?
Well, that's what I'm hoping for. You can only book it 2 weeks ahead of time.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
I know. It's very stressful. Very, very stressful. Well, but I'm super chill.
And yeah. No, you're chill.
Bride. Yeah. So super chill bride.
She's bride chilla.
Bride chilla. Oh, my God. Hashtag. What are you doing for the holidays?
So I'm going to go. So last year, you remember there was like a bad storm in the Midwest and South. So like, flights were getting canceled like crazy. And so I stayed here last year, which was really fun because I got to spend Christmas with Haley and her family, which we haven't done. I always do Thanksgiving with them. But I normally go home for Christmas. And it was sad not to be with my family, but I'm going this year. So I will leave the 22nd. I'm flying into Florida,
mm-hmm.
driving through. My parents live like 2 hours away from my brother. they just had a baby, their second baby. So we're driving to my brother so I can see them and meet the new baby and see my niece. And then we're continuing on. We're staying the night there, continuing on to Louisiana, where we'll be at my older sister's with all my nephews and my other new niece. And yeah, and then I'll come back like 2 days after Christmas.
So you're gone the 22nd to the 27th, 5 days?
Exactly.
That feels long.
It's really not when you think of all the traveling I'll be doing in that time.
Yeah, true.
But I'm really excited to see all my little babies and all my nephews who are like fully grown now and my parents. It's, you know, because in my mind, I'm like, okay, we're traveling, we're flying all the way to Florida and then I'm going to be in the car. But I'm like, that's quality time where I get like one as close to one-on-one time with my parents.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice.
Have you got Haley's Christmas present yet?
I got one of them the other day because she tried them on. It was a pair of sunglasses.
Oh.
And I just made her leave the vicinity while I bought them, but she knows about them.
I was going to say, I feel like you probably did not do that very stealthily.
I said, okay, go look at something else. No, that's what my mom used to make us do when she'd buy us stuff. So sent her on her way. But it is hard to shop. Like, everyone in my life says I'm the hardest person to shop for. But Haley's really hard to shop for too, but she also has a lot of interest and like, so I feel like, and she also loves a thoughtful gift, which I'll be honest, I'd rather just throw down some money and get a nice gift personally, but she likes a more thoughtful gift, which always puts a little pressure on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm running out of time now that you mention it.
We are running
Thanks
out of time.
Thanks for putting the pressure on me.
So sorry.
But yeah, what are y'all staying in town, Mark and Easton?
I'll be in Wisconsin. Wow. Hopefully nice and cold. Hopefully lots of snow. Kids get excited when there's snow. And lately there hasn't been much. So hopefully this is the year. But I don't know because of El Nino. Anyway, that's where we'll be celebrating Christmas and New Year's.
There is something about being in snow that makes the cold feel less miserable than when it's no snow and you're miserably cold.
0 degrees and no snow is just the worst.
Yeah, it's unlikely.
Yeah,
feels,
like what's the point?
Feels wrong.
But 0 degrees and it's a winter wonderland when you open the blinds in the morning, that's great. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
It's the Christmas that we all saw on TV when we were kids.
Like Home Alone.
Mm-hmm. Home Alone.
We need to get to Home Alone in a moment.
Okay.
We're staying in town. We always spend Thanksgiving with my parents up north, and then we spend Christmas just the two of us at home. We watch movies, and we look forward to it every year. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
What do y'all do for food for Christmas?
Sometimes we try to do the whole, like last year we tried to do the whole thing. I think we made a ham and all the sides and everything. But sometimes we just go wherever's open. Denny's will take us in. but I think this year we're gonna pre-order some stuff and then heat it up, you know.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
You know, Raising Cane's, you can get like just
platters.
Mm-hmm. And you can just freeze them and then heat them up.
Well, there we go.
Merry Christmas.
I actually forgot when we do Christmas with like my sister and her family, because she has the two kids, mm-hmm. my niece, my nephew, we decorate Christmas cookies. Christmas cookies the night before. Aww. So that's like our tradition that we do. And my brother-in-law makes them by hand. Like, we don't just like buy cookies out of the tube, you know?
Not shaming anyone who does.
No, I would do that. I do that all the time on my own. I like buy the thing, but he makes them from scratch.
Wow.
He's like a scratch baker. Yeah. So he makes all like hundreds of sugar cookies and we just like decorate them the day before.
Wow. That's so delicious.
I know. It's so cute because like when I started dating Robbie, he never decorated a Christmas tree ever until our first year of dating. And so it's like fun getting to see him like, you know, like decorating Christmas cookies and stuff.
Yeah.
It's cute.
It's really cute.
Yeah.
You know, we went to this Christmas store when we were at the Light Festival and they had these pink Santas and they were such a vibe. They're so cute. So we got a little ornament because I really want to make my tree like personal ornaments. I think did I talk about this?
No, but you just told me not on the podcast.
Oh, I want my ornaments to be, because now they're just like balls from Target, you know? And I have like a few dispersed.
I love a ball from Target.
Love a ball from Target. It's gorgeous.
My balls are from Michael's.
The balls on the tree, stunning. From Michael's, from Target, wherever you get your balls. But I want to have like a tree that has personalized, where I can look, like when I'm getting it out to put it on the tree, I'm like, oh, this is from
when we went to the
Riverside.
I'm not kidding. Every single ornament on our tree has some personal meaning to us.
Yeah, same.
I love that.
Absolutely. We don't do. We don't have any generic balls. We are not interested in that.
You have no balls.
So there's no like aesthetic.
There are a few balls, but they're from someplace. They're from a place we went, and it's just shaped like a ball. It's not a theme. It's not an aesthetic. Yeah. There's no color coordination, right. But every single one on there, stuff from my childhood, stuff from my wife's childhood, of course, stuff from our kids' childhoods, all the trips we've been on, just little stuff that we got. Like, she got a mom-to-be ornament before my first daughter was born. That's up there. Like, every single one has something. So, yeah, that was my goal, too.
I love that.
Allison got me a Fred Flintstone ornament one year, and it plays the Flintstones theme song in its entirety. It's like a minute and a half, and it's so annoying. And every year, I put it up, I hit that button. I love it.
I can't imagine a more perfect gift for you, honestly.
Yeah. I was just thinking, so I bet your ornament collection is interesting.
Decorating that tree is a fun time.
That's actually a cute idea. Should I do that?
Yes. Here's my thing. I love an aesthetic vibe, but I also love the chaos of Christmas. Like, I love like the like colors and like the character. I don't know. Christmas just has a different feeling.
Yeah. Like, we got, so the first year that we decorated a Christmas tree together, because bless him, he's like, do I bring ornaments over? Like, he didn't know, you know? So he like,
where does the star go?
Yeah. So he went and bought like, I think like 10 ornaments to bring over to like decorate my tree. And he didn't realize I already had like,
The balls.
I already had all my, they were pink. And so he brings them over, and it was so cute because he was like, yeah, the woman told me I needed to get some that matched. So there's like two candy canes and like two stars. And so there's like a couple of them that match. And then he got like a skiing guy and a tennis player girl, because that was supposed to be us. Yeah. And those ones are my favorite ones to put up, because like, right? I think back on like, that was like our first, we started dating November 5th. Well, fourth, something like that. And so the Christmas comes quick. So we were only dating for like 2 months.
Some big moves were made.
Big moves were made. I was like, the fact that and then he brought me like a cookbook, because in early days when you're dating, like, you cook at home a lot, you know? Yeah. And so he like got me a little cookbook.
Wow, that's really cute.
Really cute.
But it does. It makes you like feel excited to like get your ornament and put them out, because you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Cute. It's a memory.
And he said that too. He was like, when I was buying them, he's like, I thought it would be cool like if we ended up together, you know? And it's like, oh, you thought that 2 months in? He goes, well, no, I didn't think we were going to end up together. But like, I thought, like, if we did, this would.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, honeymoon phase is over, clearly.
We gave away ornaments as the, like, what do you call it? The party favor at your wedding? At our wedding was an ornament. It was
love that.
Mark and Amy gingerbread people together, and one had a little, little bow tie, and it says Mark and Amy, 72702. And so we still have that on the tree. And then some of our friends that were at our wedding still have it on their tree. And that makes us happy.
You gave it away in July?
We got married in July. Yeah.
I
know.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
Thinking ahead.
And Amy's cool mother, from making all of those, because she had to make so many of them, still gets numbness in her fingers sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a real undertaking. Yeah.
I hope everyone really appreciates and puts those up every year.
Well, they were fragile, so a lot of them have broken over the years. But
you may your marriage last as long as this nerve damage.
Is everyone done with their shopping? Christmas shopping?
No.
No.
I know.
Unlike you.
I know. It's very stressful. It came in fast.
It did. It has come so fast.
And the thing is, I'm going on a trip the week before Christmas, so I have to be done in the next, like, 2 days.
You did give me an idea of what you were getting some of your friends for Christmas.
Yes.
Which was an interesting concept, but I think we'll save that for when we come back from this break.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? And guess what? Macy's is celebrating in a big way. I was browsing Macy's online the other day, and I couldn't help but notice that they're highlighting some incredible AAPI-owned brands. I'm talking about names like Cardin, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve, brands that bring innovation, style, and diversity to the table. But wait, it gets even better. Macy's isn't just celebrating with fashion, they're also giving back. Throughout the month of May, you can support college access and student success by donating online or rounding up your purchase in store to APIA Scholars. APIA Scholars is an incredible nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students to achieve their academic and professional dreams. And you can be a part of that mission simply by rounding up your purchase at Macy's checkout. Trust me, every little bit helps. So join me and Macy's this May in celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store. Let's celebrate culture, style, and education together.
So today I'm scrolling TikTok and I see this video of a, we've talked about this before, our go-to vibrator, and it's a Christmas ornament of the go-to, like the specific one, because it's the most, like if you Google like the best, it's the one that pops up. That's why it's like a known thing.
Yeah.
And I sent it to Tanya, like, do you want, I'm going to get you this. All your like sweet, cute ornaments.
Yeah, I cannot have a vibrator ornament on my tree. We have kids, you know.
They'll be like, what is that?
Right, what is that?
The Clarisonic.
Yeah.
For your face.
Right.
Anyways, I sent it to her and she's like, oh, I was going to get this as a gift from my friends. And I was like, that's interesting. As a gift. I don't know that.
What a great Christmas gift to give a vibrator. The gift that keeps on giving, in my opinion.
Yeah, until you lose the charger.
Whatever. Then you buy a new one. But I'm like, what a nice gift, you know? Like,
but you said you got one of your friends one and they never opened it.
Correct. I think it's, so I don't know about you guys, but buying gifts for my friends is very difficult because, like, yes, you can do sentimental, which I do from time to time, but then nobody ever wears the sentimental ones I give them. And then that makes me sad. So then I stop going sentimental and I'm like, oh, I'll get them something just like cute and nice. But then, you know, that's subjective. I don't know what someone else thinks is cute and nice, you know? So then I was like, a vibrator is such a great holiday gift.
Yeah, there's either sentimental, there's cute, what is great cute to me, or there is what I know to be
tried and true. I gave that as a gift and one of my friends has never opened it. So I was like, I'm going to X-nay that idea. But if anybody else out there needs a great gift idea for a single friend.
I don't think it's a great gift idea.
I do.
Because you can open it. You can't open it in front of anybody. If somebody asks, what a time to get you for, you can't tell them.
Who's going to, who asks that?
I don't know. I'm just saying, I think there are flaws in your plan.
Here's my thing. I just feel like that's something I am happy to purchase on my own.
Do you remember when we went to buy them together?
Yeah. Yes.
We were bamboozled. We were sold like this. It was an expensive one. And it had like a...
I don't even know if this is podcast safe.
It might not be appropriate. I actually think we can say whatever we want on podcast, but it was a very detailed one and it did not do the details that it said it was supposed to do.
No, you got to stick with what's tried and true.
Yeah. It's like being with a man.
They sold us on a very expensive contraption.
Yeah.
Is the only way to describe what that was.
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
Terrible. Like,
but I'm like, what
terrible.
Do you do? You can't return this.
No, waste of money. I'm so mad.
Did you
mad.
Both try it and then call each other and say, I hated it,
Tanya,
what did you think?
I think Tanya was like...
I go, have you tried this thing yet? Because I'm not having any success.
Yeah, it was just paled in comparison to what we know to be the best of the best.
Yeah.
But anyways, I think that going to a store with a friend and picking out your own is one thing, but I don't know if like getting a wrapped gift.
Yeah. Well, don't you worry. My friends this year will be getting, it's a little sentimental and there's thought behind it, but it's more of just like nice. It's just like, it's just nice.
Is it something you wear?
Yes.
Okay. Is it clothes?
No.
Is it jewelry?
Well,
well, that was easy.
Not much else it could be if you can wear it and it's not close.
Well, why are you playing this game?
That was fun.
But it's thoughtful. It's like, I'm wishing something for you for 2024.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Okay. good vibes.
No, I'm not going to tell you what I'm getting your dorm. I'm just going to tell you what I got you. That's so lame.
No, I'm just saying it's good vibes without being vibrator.
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah.
That was a hard miss on my end. Anyways, okay, Mark has a game for us. It's a holiday.
Well, again, yeah, you guys like the game, so I just kind of, while we were talking here, I came up with a game. It's very similar to the celebrity birthday game, but it's when these different Christmas things came into being. So you have to guess the year, okay?
Oh, I'm going
to
guess
the year. For example.
This is not pop culture.
No, not up Becca's alley necessarily, but we'll see how it goes. So First one right here. The song Jingle Bells, you all know it. It was written in what year? Whoever's closest gets the point. Yeah, I know. That's the fun thing. Is it, you have no idea. We're not going to get a 31, 32, 33 like we did on Monday. In what year was Jingle Bells written, Tanya?
Nineteen ten.
Becca.
I'm going 1968.
1968. Easton.
1945.
The winner. See, Tanya, you didn't think you'd be good at this game. Jingle Bells are written in 1850.
Wow. I was going to say 18 something, and yeah. I was like, that feels too far.
Tanya's right. It was written 1850 by James Lord Pierpoint.
I was like, I think my mom was born when it was written.
Published in 1857, 7 years later. Okay, here we go. Moving on. The current depiction of Santa Claus as we know him, right? You can picture Santa Claus, big white beard, red outfit. That comes from a specific drawing done in a specific year. Before that, it was kind of all over the place. So, what year is the current depiction of Santa? When did that come into being, Becca?
Man, I'm going to go 1790.
1790 Easton.
I have a feeling it's the Coca-Cola ad.
Oh.
And I might be wrong about that. And I don't know what year that's from, but I'm going to guess 1924.
Okay. And Tanya.
I was going to guess 1925.
You still can.
I'm going to guess 1925.
Okay. Well, okay.
Oh,
look at that. Boy, she kind of prices righted you, going 1 year over you, and she got the point. Very nice, Tanya.
Wow. So 17.
It's the Coca. No, yeah, you're a little off on that one, Becca. It's the Coca-Cola commercials from 1931 that gave us the current depiction of Santa Claus that exists to this day. Very nice. You're both very close. Becca, not so much. Two for Tanya, none for anyone else. The first Christmas tree put up with electric lights. First Christmas tree with electric lights. This one is for Easton.
Do we have to say whose tree it was?
You do not.
Okay.
That would be very impressive. Yeah.
Edison's tree.
1896.
Okay, 1895. 1835. And Becca.
Wait, when did they discover?
1881.
What did you say, Easton?
1896.
Wow. Actually, one of you is very close on this. Edward H. Johnson, who knew Edison, got the first string of electric lights put on a Christmas tree. He did that in 1882.
Wow.
Very nice, Becca. Yeah, you're 1 year off on that one.
Wow.
You said 1881.
I said 18. What did I say? I thought I said 1888.
You said 81, and it was 82.
Good for me.
Very good. Thank you. Nice. Tanya, too. Becca, one. And as always, Easton with zero. Interesting. Very consistent.
Someone's got to lose.
We'll go a little more modern now. What year did a Charlie Brown Christmas first air on television? First year for a Charlie Brown Christmas, Tanya?
1972.
All right. Becca?
I'm going to go 1967.
67 and Easton.
1970. 1970.
The winner again is Becca.
Wow.
1965 for a Charlie Brown Christmas. And that
I've tied you.
It all comes down to this one. Easton, you cannot win, but Becca and Tanya are tied at two. In what year did the movie It's a Wonderful Life premiere? Have you seen it? Have you seen it?
No.
Becca, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
1920.
I'm going to go 1923.
1923. Easton.
1948.
Well, should we remove Easton from this? Because he can't win anyway.
Let me guess. Come on.
All right. Okay. Well, he got it. So very good. He's closest. But I'm saying is, if we go.
No, he won.
Fine. He won.
Yeah, we're going
to
take all.
Two to one. So do I have to come out with a tiebreaker now?
Yeah.
I can do that. Okay, got it.
Can I be in the tiebreaker so that I could potentially win?
Sure, let's try that.
All right.
Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
How tall in feet is this year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree?
Wow.
How tall is that tree? And this is the tiebreaker. Actually, if Easton wins, I'll have to do a new tiebreaker.
That's what I'm saying.
2-2-2-2. We start this round with Easton.
That tree is 107 feet tall.
107 feet, Tanya.
I have no idea. Like, how tall is that thing?
Well, that's kind of the idea. I'm picking things you wouldn't naturally know.
It's definitely 100.
Okay.
You said 107?
I did.
So how far are we up here? How many feet are we up here?
Well, a story is what? A story is 10 feet, right? So we're about 60 feet in the air. Is that fair to say? We're on the fifth floor, so...
I am 6 foot two. If you need to do some math.
Typically, a story like this one,
so like
is 10
of
feet.
You.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say 100.
You can go 100, 107. Becca, for the win.
I'm going to go 103.
103.
Oh.
So 100, 103, 107?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We have a winner. It is not Easton.
Ugh.
The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree this year is 80 feet tall. Tanya's closest, and she is the winner of the Christmas game. Congratulations, Tanya.
Really good work, because in my mind I was like, I was going to go 75, but you said it's definitely over 100. I was like, oh, shoot. So that was some good skill game.
Mind tricked you.
Yeah, mind tricked me. That's a good lesson. Don't listen to
other
the
people.
Chatter.
Yeah, trash takes itself out every time.
Yeah, every time. Are you saying you're trash?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, thank you all for tuning in to this holiday episode, and we hope that your holidays are spectacular.
Yeah, and if you have not... That's right.
If you have not purchased a Sunshine Mine, it's a perfect stocking
stuffer. Yeah, I just put it right in the stocking. It's a book that will help them 365.
Yeah.
Well, actually, not 100 days, but for the first third of the year.
Yeah, but it'll stick with them for 365.
It'll stick with them for the rest of their life. Yeah, correct.
Oh, for 247, 365. Yeah,
exactly.
We actually will be back next week, so we'll see you before you'll hear us before the holidays. Yes. So have a wonderful weekend, and we love you so much. Bye.
Love you.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.